Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Hello and welcome back to Should I Delete That? I'm Em Clarkson.
I'm Alex Light.
And we've got a great episode for you today. But before we get into that, I just have to read something out to you that is going to make you feel sorry for me. Alex, you did something really bad to me yesterday.
Me?
Yeah, you did. You did something really bad.
What did I do?
I think you know. So yesterday.
Yeah.
I get a notification on my phone.
Yeah.
I get two on the bounce. This message was deleted. This message was deleted. Ignore me. Enjoy the 10K. So I was at work yesterday. I was running a 10K for work, right? I was busy. I got into the car to two deleted messages and a ignore me. Enjoy the 10K. I'm like, what the fuck has happened? I replied, oh no, now I'm anxious. What have you deleted? This is the worst. I feel sick. Where are you? Tell me right now. You're like, oh God, sorry. I wrote it before realising you were with the hags. You still didn't tell me what it was. I was like, brilliant. Thanks so much. I was sitting in the car. I was like, has she been cancelled? Has she gone into labour? I don't know. It was fucking horrifying.
I'm so sorry.
And then it was so boring. It was about work and scheduling. And I know what you do. And I know you do that nice thing where you go like, I won't worry her with it, so I'll just delete it. But it makes me so much more worried.
Okay, I should have kept it, okay.
You should have kept it.
I felt really bad because it was boring, work, scheduling stuff. I wrote it and then I looked on Instagram and I was like, oh, fuck. I saw your stories and I was like, oh, fuck, she's doing the 10K.
So I'll give her a fucking heart attack. So that seems like a nice thing to do. Oh, never delete.
Do you know what? And I do this, and then when people delete stuff with me, I'm exactly the same. I'm like, what the fuck have you deleted that?
Yeah, because what, like,
I do apologize. I endeavor never to delete
obviously
again.
And I'm pretty like secure in our friendship, like, and I do think like,
oh, it shouldn't be.
Well, that's it. I kind of know that occasionally you probably do like slag me off to your sisters slash Dave, maybe Daisy, I don't know. I've made my peace with that, but I don't want to read it. So it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. I was like, I probably, but then yesterday I was like, what is it? And I assumed it must have been terrible because that's where your mind goes. And then it wasn't. So you just gave me a harsh
so you thought I was slagging you off and then I was slagging you off to you.
Well, that's obviously like, that's everybody's worst nightmare, isn't it? Like,
yes, yeah. I would die.
Yeah.
Yes, no.
I'm currently juggling a hen do.
I'm not slagging you off,
don't worry. That's okay. I mean, you can just do it behind my back like a normal person.
Yeah, yeah.
Or same. If you do it with your fucking chest and don't delete it. Do you know what I mean?
Double down.
And I meant it. You really are a slag.
I won't delete. I'm sorry. It's so annoying when people do that.
It was very stressful.
Sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
I shan't do that again.
Thank you. So you bet you will.
I was trying to save you, but actually, I'm an idiot.
You tortured me.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
I shan't do it again.
That's okay.
I am very excited for this.
Yeah, me too.
Intrusive thoughts.
Let's go.
Episode.
Okay. Let's go. Before we start, do you have personally any intrusive thoughts? Do you have like a recurring intrusive thought?
Not, I think I have a lot of intrusive thoughts, but like not a recurring one, not a specific,
okay,
prominent. Do you?
Yeah, when I'm driving, and it's like sometimes I get it where I'm like, oh my God, what would happen if I just drove into the central reservation? And then I get, the second I even like begin thinking the thought, my hands go like prickly.
Yeah.
Like, prickly.
I get that, right? I think about that sometimes. But then I always remember someone saying to me when I was riding a bike, like when you're riding.
Who was talking to you as you were riding a bike?
Really,
this sounds like something that happened in a dream.
I can't remember. But I think I was panicking about riding a bike. I was panicking about going into
that
something.
That sounds more realistic.
And probably. I was 25. And I was panicking about going through a smallish space and hitting something either side. And they said, the best advice is if you don't want to hit something,
drive towards it. If that's where this sentence is going, I'm going to need it to stop.
No. They said, completely ignore what you don't want to drive into.
Good idea.
Don't look at
good
it.
Good idea, mystery person.
Focus on the space that you are driving through.
As if you're repeating this advice. It's the most obvious. This isn't advice. This is just how you be alive.
I've always thought that was like the best advice.
No, good advice is to look both ways before you cross the road. Or like, I don't know, tie your shoelaces up before you go walking. This surely isn't good advice.
I think about this like every time I drive. I'm like, wow, such good advice. I'm not going to focus on the pavement or the central reservation. I'm going to focus on the road.
What a good idea.
It's only just occurring to me that it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, just a bit.
Oh no, I've ruined my eyeliner. Oh.
When you're driving, focus on the road. Whoa.
I just blown your mind.
You have a bit. Oh my God. They should write that down. You're all taking notes.
I can't even defend myself. I don't even know where this... I just thought it was so good. Oh, I'm going to be sick.
The thing is, it is quite good.
It's your baby.
Yeah, for like... idiots.
Oh my God.
Just don't crash into the wall, yeah? Keep your eyes on the road when you're driving, yeah? Yeah, but thank God for that mystery person. I don't know where we'd be without them.
I mean, where I was coming from is I was saying, whenever I think, don't drive into the pavement or don't drive into the central reservation, I just focus straight ahead.
So I don't look
at either of those things. And then I know I won't go into them. This is such an annoying episode for people to listen to. It's just us wheezing.
It's just really stupid.
It's so stupid. I don't want to take it all back.
Nope. No. You know what?
No. Okay.
It's got you this far. And so far.
So touch wood and whistle.
Touch wood and whistle. Mind you, I don't see you on a bike much, so I'm not sure it gets as much.
No, because I bumped into something and never went back on.
You did? Yeah. Despite the advice. Yeah. So it doesn't even fucking work. Also, yeah, it'd be like, obviously it doesn't work. Obviously it doesn't work. Don't look at the thing you don't want to hit. No, I mean, okay, maybe it works better in a bike than in a car. Because in a bike, your bike probably follows where your head's going. In a car, that's absolutely not the case.
No?
No.
Well.
No.
It's the same principle, right? Steering.
No. Because if you look right when you're on the bike, you're going to go right because you'll be leaning right.
Yeah, because your whole body.
Yeah.
Things
have gone pretty wrong if that's happening while you're driving. You know what? Every time we talk about you driving, I get further and further away from ever wanting to get in a car with you.
Honestly, I don't blame you.
I'm about as far from it now as I've ever been.
We were driving the other day. I was driving with Dave and I was driving. I don't know why. And it was been raining and there was like a puddle and I just... But like a very big puddle, like a lake. It's actually the size of a lake. And I just went all the way through it. And there were two lanes and I could have moved over to the other lane. And Dave was like, what are you doing? And we drove directly through the puddle.
Quickly? Did you aquaplane?
No, I panicked. And
Was the car cool? You just kept going?
We just kept going.
You didn't?
But he held his breath. And then I was like, oh, what am I doing? I held my breath. But luckily we were okay. Literally, it was like, why am I just driving through a lake?
I don't know how it happened, but I once got onto the side of TikTok. I am still there. I don't know what I said I once was. I'm still on the side of TikTok where I watch cars drive through puddles that are too big.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Why? What happens to them?
The engines flood.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, but I really enjoy watching it. They're called fords, like the river like bit where you can drive through.
Yeah.
And when they get like too flooded, like, you're not supposed to drive through them. And I'm on the side of TikTok where I just watch cars drive through them.
Oh, that's
it's more interesting
fun.
Than what it sounds.
I like the videos where people, you know, the bollards that go up in city centres.
Yes.
And they go down for buses, don't they? And people try and get through on the back of buses. Is it tailgate?
That's hilarious. I've never seen those.
It's so funny. And they try really quickly to like buzz right behind the bus, but it never works. And they always get caught out. And then they're like, fuck my car. And I'm like, yes, well, that's what happens.
You break the law.
Exactly.
I saw a man yesterday scoot through on the tube through
someone
else. Yeah, and I was like, wow. What a hero.
That is bold.
I know.
That is so bold.
I know. Honestly, I tip my hat to you, sir.
I could never.
I know. And I was like, and you've got to do that on the other side. Because once you're in, you're in.
Yeah.
So you know you've got to do it again.
And if you're caught, you're in big trouble.
How big?
Like, fine big.
Oof.
Like £100 big, I think.
Yeah.
Pulled out of my
arse. It would be more embarrassed. I'd be more embarrassed.
Yeah.
Than anything else.
Yeah. That is very embarrassing.
To be caught. Because it's so smooth when it goes right. Yeah. But being caught, it's like, ah, shucks.
Sometimes you see it at Waterloo, there's like non-uniformed.
Are there?
Yeah, yeah.
You're observant.
I know, and they're checking everyone's tickets. Yeah, so always buy a ticket.
You know what? No, but always buy a ticket. That's hundreds of pounds. Pisses me off
so
much.
Expensive.
It's the train. Like, I don't understand how we can charge that much for trains. I don't understand. I remember when I used to be able to go 20 quid and back in and out of London.
Ridiculous.
Like, I can understand why cigarettes and chocolate get more expensive, but I cannot understand why trains get more expensive. It's the same train on the same tracks doing the same journey. It's what it's always done. And it's and I went to Edinburgh on the train once and I didn't even get a seat. I bought a ticket, hundreds of pounds.
That's horrific.
And I had to stand and I was going up there to run the marathon. Yeah.
No,
and
I
said it to the person.
That.
I was like, I've got to run a marathon when I get there.
Fuck that.
They didn't give a single shit.
Oh my God, no way.
But how can they do that? It's an absolute swizz.
That's bad. They should put people who can't sit then in first class or whatever.
I concur. This is the sort of thing that annoys me. So, like, I understand that Sadiq Khan has got his work cut out trying to make traffic in London. Like, I can see that, that's a problem. Like, and I'm like, I wouldn't have a clue how to... I can see that that's a complicated thing. But the train thing to me, it's like...
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Do more. Do better.
Also, I spent £112 to go to Liverpool on Saturday. Both trains were cancelled.
Fuck off.
No.
And you don't get a refund?
Both trains cancelled. You can get a refund, but then you can't... You can, but then you obviously can't travel. So I just had to get different trains, and I had to get like three change trains. Fucking nightmare.
It is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We have taken detours.
Detours. I was like, I know what you mean, deterrents.
Detergents.
I digress.
We digress.
Digressions. Okay, that's it.
Deviated. We deviated. That's a lovely word.
We haven't done one intrusive thought.
We've done yours.
We've done mine.
No, wait, we didn't even do yours. We did mine.
We did yours. I solved it for you. You're welcome.
You did. Thank you. Such good advice. I'll never have it again. I'll just ignore the central reservation.
So, silly scenarios our weird brains put us through for no apparent reason. So, this is a very common one. We asked for your intrusive thoughts on Instagram. This is a very common one. What if I just drop this entire baby? And this is for obviously for parents. Actually, not just parents.
Higher stakes if you just don't drop, if you drop someone else's kid.
Baby. Yeah, that's not.
Because I haven't dropped Arlo once, which feels... I nearly dropped it yesterday, actually, but I didn't. She started wriggling. But I haven't... Yeah, no, I haven't dropped it yet. Okay. And so I feel like that's quite comforting. Yeah. It happens a lot less than what you... Like, if you think about how much of my life I've spent holding one.
Yeah, that's true.
The ratio is fantastic.
It's very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's quite safe.
Touch wood. Yeah, it does seem to be quite a good system. Arms. Hands. Who knew? Good.
What if I just open the car door on the motorway?
I've done it.
Have you?
Not on the motorway, but I've done it on the...
You've opened the car on the road, door. Yeah.
But that's my... that. There's something wrong with me.
Why did you do that?
Al, I don't know this. I don't know. There's just some stuff that I'm like...
Did you think it was locked and you thought you'd test it? Because I can see that happening. No, but I can't see you just opening the door.
I just wanted to see. I just wanted to see. I don't think we were going that fast. I do it quite often.
Who was
like,
driving?
I can't even remember. Probably Alex or my mum. No, I thought my mum would
imagine
have been angrier
Alex,
with me.
Just driving along and then you open the fucking door.
I didn't do it on the motorway. I might be my mum. The thing is my mum just looks at me so like, oh. When
yeah,
I do
now?
Stuff like that, like, oh, why? So, yeah. It's really hard to open though because you're going quite fast. So, wind. You can't just... You can't just go
so
out.
That's the story. You just open, like...
Yeah, and then close
you,
it again.
You're safe?
Yeah, yeah, seatbelt on. It's fine. I didn't open it massively. I just was like, haha, I want to see what happens.
But how also, old some, you?
I mean, if it was Alex in my 20s. But this is, that's the sort of thing that I kind of love. Like, that's the kind of, that's where I get my kicks. I don't do drugs. I don't drink that much. I get my little kick from just doing stuff I sort of know I
that
shouldn't.
Might kill you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Like sticking your fingers in the blender.
Exactly
sure.
That. And then I touched an electric fence once just to see. I flew.
Did you?
Flew. I was like 11 or 12. I went like 4 feet.
Oh my God,
back.
I've always wanted to know.
My whole arm went dead. It was really
did
bad.
It?
And now I have like an irrational fear of electric fences. I was with my friend and I was trying to be really low. I was like,
oh my
I was
God.
Like, look, it's not going to hurt that much. And I flew. I went so flew. Yeah, I remember.
How embarrassing.
I went like on my bum. I was like, I had to pretend that it hadn't really hurt. And my whole arm was dead and it was dead for ages.
That's so embarrassing.
I know, it didn't even happen by accident. Like, it was fully like. Not gonna hurt.
Watch this.
Oh, I remember it really clearly. And now, my mum's rescued chickens and they've put an electric fence around it. And like, that's a chicken electric fence. So it's not the same as the one that I touched. Like, it probably wouldn't even, but I am so irrationally scared of it. Like, when I climb over it, I literally, it's like I'm trying to like clear like a high jump.
See, I thought that maybe. They were just, they said they were electric fences, but it was a lie to keep, to deter people.
You can hear it. You can hear it clicking. If it's on, you can hear it clicking.
Oh, the amount I pay to have the footage of that.
I know.
You just like, watch, old cocky, watch this.
Like, it won't even hurt. You know, knowing my tragic little self, I probably said something like, no, I actually kind of like it. Like, no, I didn't sort of like, I love it. Yeah. That sounds about right for me. So tragic.
I'm out of breath. Okay. My brain goes, eat it. This is in capitals. Eat it. Try it. When I dish up the dog's raw food every day.
Oh, thank God I've not had that one. Have you ever... butternut box.
Yes, because that smells delicious.
You fucking haven't. That's disgusting.
Delicious. And it's also for, like, it's human.
It's not for humans.
It's not for humans, but it's human safe, like friendly as well.
Human friendly.
So you could eat it if you wanted to. I've seen the meat.
This is a classic case of just because you can doesn't mean you should. And I know I need to live by that more.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I do realise that I am the pot and you are the kettle. But other foods are available for you.
But the turkey one smells like McDonald's breakfast.
I've never had a McDonald's
and
breakfast.
When sometimes when I forget to defrost them, which is really annoying, and I have to
so annoying put them in hot water,
so annoying, put them in hot water. And then it all gets all like
claggy,
like,
yeah. Well, you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Fuck, that's not what I thought you were going to say, because I was like it smells disgusting.
I'm like, what's McDonald's breakfast?
you were never going to last as a vegetarian.
I know, and it was
Betty's food's delicious. Share it, Betty, share it.
coughs.
Don't be stingy, Betty.
But this is raw food.
Yeah, so my mum uses raw food for some of the dogs.
Does she?
Yeah, she had to use, I don't know why, I think it was a diet that one of them had to be on, and then it was like, I think it's called fourth clay. Anyway, it's fucking disgusting. And like, I try and not be one of these like veggie vegan types that's like, oh, I can't bet. Like, I will handle meat. Like, I'm letting Arlo make her own mind up with meat. So like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, she can have it. And like, I'll cook it for other people. I really try and be a big, brave person. I don't want to be like a whinger about meat because I'm like, it's just meat. But fuck me. Feeding the dogs. Oh my God. It literally takes everything I've got. Like, and I'm trying not to gag. And then there's this woman out there going, don't eat it.
It sounds like she's eat it, try it in capitals. Eat it, try it.
No, do it. I want to hear what it tastes like.
Betty Roll. I wouldn't. I think it's really, really good for them, isn't it?
I thought you were going to say for you. Is it?
Yeah, it's like the best diet you can give them is raw.
Well, I mean, they are wolves. They're wolves. Oh. A lot of the charities say that they want you giving. They want you doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I know a vegan dog.
Do you?
Yeah.
And how is it? What does it eat? Because butternut do veggie.
Yeah.
Meals.
Yeah, I guess just veg.
They're not vegan.
No. Wow. Boo would kill me. Boo would be so disappointed.
I know, that's the thing. They love meat so much.
Boo can identify. Like, we went out yesterday for a Sunday roast with my family, and it's like, obviously me and Alex don't eat meat. Mum wasn't eating meat, but my brother and sister both were. And it was like, she wasted 0 seconds identifying.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of roast porks arrived. She just sat between Mum and Finn and Kat the whole time. So clever. She wasn't wasting time on my fucking wild nut mushroom roast and spinach Wellington, I tell you.
Oh, that does sound really
good. It was
good.
Stunning, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm hungry.
Yeah, more for me, because Boo was being...
I've just seen this next one.
Let's hear it.
Also in capitals. I could donk, in capitals, I could donk someone on the face with my bag of dog poo. Imagine just a passerby donk.
Oh my God.
Would you?
That's fucking hilarious. What a great idea.
It's not
donk.
Assault, I don't think, but it's not.
It's not good.
It's not far off.
It's not friendly.
If someone whacked me in the head with their dog poo, I'd be like.
A donk's not a whack owl. Don't be so alarmist.
Donk someone on the face.
Gentle. How'd a donk's donk? a little donk.
On the face.
Not a whack. It's a little donk. Donk. You know, someone, I once said that. I got catcalled when I was picking up one of Boo's dog shits once. And I turned around and I had my noise cancelling headphones in and I could like vaguely hear it. And I took one out and I was like, you've picked a moment. I'm armed with dog shit. And they were like, oh, good point.
Love that.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking throw it out then.
I will. In another life, I'd be that kind of woman, but yeah. I wasn't. I took everything I said. I was so proud of myself for saying that. I was like,
yeah, oh. That was good.
I know. I was like,
that's quick.
That was one of those things that normally you think of once you've run away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not think something like that. Thank you.
Thanks for objectifying me. This has felt terrible. But if I don't look at you, you're not there. You're not a threat to me if I can't see you.
Well, this episode has been very fun.
Chaos. And we're going to... There's so many more on that list.
We did like three. We've got a lot more.
We're going to do it next week.
We're going to do
this
next week.
This is a two-parter.
Two-parter.
At the very least.
Sorry for all the wheezing, laughing.
I'm not. But Al, can you just give them some parting advice for anyone in their car?
Yes. Very important. If you only heed this one advice from me, make it this one. When you're going through a space, always concentrate on the space and don't concentrate on the things around the space that you don't want to go into. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.